Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code BELIEVE20, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code BLEAV20 to take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. James Wood is going to make his Major League regular season debut. As a Nationals fan, how excited are you? As for me, I can hardly contain myself. What will this mean for the future of James Wood and the Nationals? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. And the best way that you can help grow this show is to subscribe or follow the Talk Nats podcast on your podcatcher of choice. And give it a 5-star rating. I sure would appreciate it. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the enthusiasm that hasn't been felt for Nationals fans, well, for quite some time. I'm going to say that this is one of the biggest debuts since Soto, or even maybe perhaps Bryce Harper. I can hardly contain myself, but let's get into it. Let's talk about James Wood as he readies himself for his debut. The Nationals are making preparations for a significant event on July 1st as they plan to initiate the MLB debut of top outfield prospect James Wood during their upcoming series against the Mets. This information was reported by Grant Paulson of 106.7 The Fan. According to recent suggestions from Talk Nats, July 1st has been identified as a potential target date for Wood's highly anticipated debut. It appears to align with the Nationals' intentions. To facilitate this, Washington will be required to formally select Wood's contract in order to add him to the 40-man roster. This is full go. What's next? Dylan Cruz, can you feel the excitement? And I don't want to get ahead of myself. There has been no formal plans of Dylan Cruz joining the team anytime soon, but getting a little bit of a glimpse, a sneak peek into the future of the Nationals, that is exciting. So let's talk about the man himself, James Wood, who is currently 21 years old, was acquired by the Nats as a part of the high-profile trade that saw Juan Soto being transferred from Washington to San Diego 2 years ago already. I remember where I was. I was distraught. Juan Soto, the future Hall of Famer on the Nationals, got dealt out to the Padres. A lot of doom, a lot of despair, but bright days lie ahead with James Wood. Wood was previously drafted by the Padres in the second round of the 2021 draft and was ranked as the fifth prospect in San Diego's system by Baseball America in 2022. Following the trade, he continued to perform impressively at single-A level, achieving notable statistics which contributed to a considerable increase in his prospect stock. And that's what he's done. All he has done is grown by leaps and bounds. That is why we are at where we're at right now. That is why we're talking about James Wood joining the team. I think that it would have happened earlier, but injuries factored into that. So let's talk next about performance and progression. In the subsequent year, Wood's status as one of the top 20 prospects in the league was widely acknowledged, and his performance consistently reflected this reputation. He continued to excel in both high A and double A, demonstrating his prowess with 26 home runs and 18 stolen bases across 129 games, albeit with a slightly elevated strikeout rate. Listen, it's a work in progress. He's a young man. Give him a break. Despite encountering a brief setback due to a hamstring injury in late May of the current year, Wood has made a strong recovery and has continued to showcase his exceptional abilities in AAA games, boasting an impressive batting line and demonstrating a decreased strikeout rate. He's already making improvements. The big thing for me as a Nationals fan, I got to say right here, it's let's find a way to keep these guys on the team in the long term. My heart has been broken by the Nationals before. Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, etc. That if we're going to develop these players, if these are the latest, greatest players in Major League Baseball and they're playing on the Nats, let's do the right thing and keep them on this team. I would hate nothing more than to develop these players and have them move on. All right, so coming up here after the break, we will talk about the expectations. I think it's important to temper expectations. We don't want to set the bar too high, but what can we expect from James Wood? I'll discuss straight ahead. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using promo code BELIEVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here, the boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE20 to get 20% off at manscaped.com. That's use promo code BLEAV20 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network, talking next about expectations. I already think that he has high expectations for himself. James Wood, that is. With his remarkable progression and consistently impressive performance, it is evident that James Wood is ready to take on the challenge of competing against major league pitching. How excited are you to see the first ball thrown with James Wood at the plate? So excitement. This much anticipated debut marks a significant transition for the Nats as they continue to navigate their post-championship era, during which they have made impactful roster changes and embraced a rebuilding phase. Despite their subpar record this season, the Nationals remain within striking distance of a wild card spot, and Wood's potential success in the majors could play a crucial role in their pursuit of a playoff berth. You take that coupled with, you know, consistent pitching, whether it be starting pitching or out of the bullpen, I'm not going to rule the Nationals out. Can you believe I'm saying that in the 2024 season? This season was supposed to be merely an assessment season. They are within shooting distance of a wild card spot. Talking about future prospects, Wood's debut is symbolic of the emergence of a new core of talented prospects within the Nats. We know that. A group that includes players like CJ Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Jacob Young, and others, all of whom are making promising contributions to this team. As the Nationals continue to develop and integrate these young talents, they are poised for a compelling future with the potential for more exciting prospect promotions on the horizon, including Dylan Cruz, Brady House, Robert Hassel III. There is much to be excited about on this team. The impending debut of James Wood signifies significant movement for both the player and the Washington Nationals, as it encapsulates the anticipation and potential surrounding a new era for the organization. Again, excitement abounds if you are a Nationals fan. If this does not get you pumped up, if this doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. We are starting to see the future faces of the Nationals, the players that I rattled off there for you. And I think this team is going to be markedly better next season. This isn't a fever dream. This isn't looking out into the distance. There is brighter days ahead for the Nationals. And I think it's not going to be as long as everyone anticipates. I do see this team being much, much better next season. I'm not ruling anything out this season, for that matter. We don't know where this is going to end. Are we going to see Cruz at some point? Are we going to start to see these upper echelon players slowly roll in? Wild card spot, I can see it on the horizon. Do the Nationals have enough fuel in the tank to get them across the finish line? Stay tuned to the Talk Nats podcast and TalkNats.com as I have you guys covered the remainder of this season and the exciting next season as well. Exciting days ahead for the Nationals. Let's get pumped. Let's get hyped. Let's go Nats. And let's hope that James Wood gets a home run in his first game. Here I go talking about expectations. I'll talk to you again next time.